Thank you, Mr. President. The United Kingdom is committed to the Convention's humanitarian goals and the effective implementation of the Oslo Action Plan. The UK continues to support the clearance and destruction of anti-personnel landmines, the delivery of risk education, and to build capacity to enable national and provincial authorities and national implementing partners to take ownership of clearance activities. The Global Mine Action Programme, GMAP, remains the main vehicle for our work on mine action. GMAP's second iteration, GMAP 2, invested £146 million in 14 countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia over 4 years from 2018 to March 2022. At closure, this highly successful programme had cleared and confirmed safe over 496 million square metres of land and delivered risk education messages to over 4.1 million people in communities affected by mines. GMAP 3 commenced in April 2022 and is currently active in 8 countries, Angola, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Somalia, South Sudan, Zimbabwe, and Ukraine. Since the June intersessional, we have continued our planning to extend our country coverage and to increase our support for Ukraine over time, as Russia's illegal invasion, which the UK condemns in the strongest terms, continues significantly to increase the threat posed by mines and other explosives remnants of war in Ukraine. We held a well-attended virtual early market engagement event on the 28th of July this year, where we set out our plans for multi-year contracts to run from early 2023 and received feedback from the sector. On the 9th of November, the FCDO published the first multi-year contract tender opportunity covering Afghanistan. The expected contract value is up to £9.5 million. The contract is expected to run from February 2023 to the end of March 2025, and the tender is live until 12 p.m. on the 14th of December. Notwithstanding pressures on the UK's development assistance budget, we are continuing to develop our plans for other countries. Our ministers will now need to decide the distribution of planned ODA allocations over the remainder of our spending review period. We will keep the sector informed of progress through our commercial portal, including if we make any changes to the plans we outlined at the early market engagement. In accordance with Action 42, of the Oslo Action Plan, the UK continues to invest in exploring alternative sources of funding. We were very pleased to host a side event on this topic during the June intersessionals, and really grateful for the level of interest, discussion, and advice. We have commissioned work to design an impact bond pilot project in Cambodia to run for 2 years from 2023. We look forward to updating the sector on this project and to extending an invitation to other donors to partner with us as the design work takes shape. In closing, the United Kingdom reiterates its steadfast support to the Convention and commitment to work with all state parties to tackle the scourge of landmines. Thank you.